SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, government issues 120 net billing licenses. And stick around for our glimpses of Jamaica feature. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Several persons with excess energy generated through renewable sources will be able to make a profit by selling it to the Jamaica Public Service JPS grid. This as the government recently issued 120 net billing licenses. The award of the licenses is being facilitated under the net billing system, which was introduced in 2012 as part of measures to liberate the energy sector and diversify the energy base.
These licenses will enable the licensees to connect to the grid and for the excess energy that you produce to be rewarded because you are contributing to the overall national demand and there is a price that you will receive from the JPSCO.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Polwell, speaking during the launch of the United Nations Development Programme UNDP Greening Initiative in Kingston recently. Under the Greening Initiative, the UNDP has completed the installation of cool roof technology to reduce reliance on air conditioning, energy-efficient lighting, and motion sensors to limit burning of lights when not in use. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has developed an e-dashboard of national indicators in order to give citizens a look at how the country is progressing towards meeting the Vision 2030 targets. The online tool will enhance the transparency and accountability of the monitoring and evaluation process for the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Hilda, that has to be one of your better meals, man. Everything is just marvelous.
Thank you, sir.
Cornbread is a little bit tough doing.
It's true, you know, Miss Carla. It's like me never put any baking powder in there.
Hilda, didn't you use the baking powder Mr. Phillips bought?
I bought? Don't tell me you used the snail insecticide powder.
Never buy pesticides in unmarked containers. Always buy them in the original containers, which are labeled. And never store pesticides in the kitchen among food items. You and your family could be poisoned. Always treat pesticides carefully and lock them away from children.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
Jane, is how you start coming to work so early from the other day? You're working for a promotion?
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done, but when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Yeah, when we live young and when they make me a promise and say, man, you know, they have company there when you have put yourself in a, and you know, say, well, all right, you know, suit you. And you know, say, well, all right, me, I will deal with you. Yeah, I will deal with you, but you just have wait for you.
Then take me, man, I spank my skin, man. And tell me, say, well, all right, you can find out if you are the man.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, my engineer. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.